handling their treatment, getting healthy again. And you have a guest on the line, Dr. Spann?
Yes, Ms. Linda Harris. Ms. Linda Harris is a Medicare beneficiary who actually went through the diabetes prevention program.
Okay.
Linda, how are you today?
Oh, Dr. Spann, I'm doing quite well. Thank you so much.
Tell us your experience with the diabetes prevention program in Canton.
Well, I would just like to say that in year 2000, I was told that I was pre-diabetic. And so at that point in time, my general practitioner had a little nutrition counseling session for me. And basically, I was told to lose weight, exercise, and I could have 45 grams of carbs per meal. Mm. And I lost a lot of weight. My A1C dropped. And that went on for quite a while. But as the years passed by, that even though I was doing what I was supposed to, that A1C was sneaking up. And then in 2017, I had the great fortune to read the Madison Journal newspaper that this Prevent Type 2 Diabetes program was going to be right here in Madison County. And so I enrolled, and I was in that class for nearly a year. And it was like a reboot. Mm. I learned new information. And in this program, not only were carbohydrates a consideration, but especially fat grams were a major contribution to this issue. Mm. And it was such an eye-opener to know, man, those fat grams have to be counted. The program value is extraordinary because we had maybe, I don't know, 10, 12, 14 people who were in our class, and we were all on different paths. Mm. And yet each week that we came together, we were able to support one another. It's very easy to get discouraged if you hit a plateau or things don't go the way you want. But your buddy's there, Dr. Spann's there telling you, you can do this. Just stick to the program. Just work the program. And it's true. I mean, it is a very well-defined program. There's lots of written material. Not everyone is an auditory learner. And so having auditory, visual, hands-on, these types of experiences really make the program very effective. And so I just feel extremely blessed that I got to participate and am on the track. I lost, oh, I forget now, I think 22, 25 pounds.
You did. Sure.
And I have kept that off. Exercise, of course, is very important, so we kept a log. And it's kind of fun because you think, well, I exercise. But how much do you exercise? And so when you see it written in a log, you know if you're pulling the thing that you're supposed to be pulling or not.
Mm.
So all I can say is just wonderful things. Anything else that I can say, Dr. Spann?
Linda, you said a mouthful. I think you went through the whole program. Wow.
Well, Linda, I guess you've experienced Dr. Spann for a year, and you can testify also that she can be a nagger, but she means well.
You know, I never saw that as nagging.
Really? So the check must have cleared before you called. Man, she sweats me like, man, I got to wear a sweatband and have salt tablets in my pocket.
You know, I guess it's perception because to me it was that coach wanting me to win.
Coach wanting
you to get over the finish
line. She's an exhorter. She is. She is an exhorter.
Yeah, maybe you're the type that just needs a little nagging.
Yeah, well, I tell people you can look at the size and shape of my head and see I have unresolved issues. So I guess she's got good eyesight. Yeah, but no, we're glad to hear your testimony. What about the having other people around you on those different journeys? How did that meld into it? I mean, were you encouraging one another and see somebody faltering and you give them encouragement?
You know, very much so. And as I said earlier, you know, sometimes people get off to, the weight just seems to melt off. And then there's that plateau and they're so frustrated, so discouraged. And we would just each week say to one another, you can do it, you can do it. Look how far you've come. And then, you know, pretty soon the mechanism kicks in and they're back on track.
Yes.
And if you're doing that disappointing part in a solo chapter of your life, it's hard to pick yourself up and stay on the path. But when your buddies that you see each week That's say right. you can do it, hang in there. Right. It's going to be better next week. And, of That's course, right. Dr. Spann always emphasized that. And the weigh-in is totally private. So, because a lot of people who have weight issues, I mean, that's a really sensitive, yes. confidential it is. Matter.
It is.
So, yes, we supported each other. And, you know, people would bring ideas. Mm-hmm. They might have made a certain type of food that was not familiar to other people, and they would talk about, well, you know, it doesn't have that many fat grams, and I put this seasoning on it, and actually it was pretty darn good. You might want to give that a try.
Yeah.
Or just little things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what did you find about encouragement from class members?
Well, not so much class members. She nursed me back when I was recovering from remdesivir. I won't say COVID because it was remdesivir that took me down. And I already had the diabetes and came back. I had kidney issues, et cetera. And so so she, because of her experiences, and she was able to coach me into getting my act together and help explain so many of the things about diabetes and kidney issues and all that that I just didn't understand the whys and wherefores. And that went a long way to say, okay, well, you know, because I'm one type of person, and once you explain it to me, oh, okay. But if you just say, do it, now, wait a minute now. Who made you king? So, but she was good in that.
You know, I think the point you're making is how knowledge is so powerful.
Yes, it is. It is.
Like Maya Angelou always said, you know better, you do better.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm alive now, and I'm doing a lot better. My numbers are in good range. Like I said before, I have succumbed to, matter of fact, I was at a seminar luncheon today, and somebody brought out some of those powdered pecan cookies, and so I ate three of them, and I that was good because the guy moved it out of my reach, so I couldn't get any more, but it wasn't because I didn't want any more. But, you know, those are the type of challenges that you have, but you know that you can get back on track, particularly when you know what to do.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
yes. You know, when we were in our class, it was around Thanksgiving, and so people were going, oh, no, how am I going to survive Thanksgiving? And I remember specifically Dr. Spann said, it's not that you cannot have anything. It's that if you have it, it has to be portion control.
True that.
Just a small part. It's not like you're sacrificing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that makes things easier, knowing that this is achievable. It doesn't mean that you're cut off from anything that you'd like for the rest of your life. You just have to use the measurements that are appropriate for your body and what you can use. That's what I learned.
Yeah. Well, we're just pleased to hear of your success, and we want to encourage others to take advantage of the programs that are offered. I'm going to let Dr. Spann tell when the next program is going to be, and then, of course, Mr. Trotter can tell us how they can access the Medicaid aspect, Medicare or Medicaid?
Medicare
aspect of taking care of your one-year program. So thank you again, Linda. You got anything else?
Thank you so much, Linda. I appreciate you. Just keep doing the good work and tell your husband I said hello, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. You're a jewel.
Eat more chicken. Fried chicken.
That's right.
All right, Linda. Take care.
Thank you, Linda.
All right. So, Doc, when is your next class?
My next class is going to be Monday.
Okay.